It was video displays coupled with speakers on each of those stanchions that were surrounding this particular area. So it right. told a visual story in pieces,
okay.
you know, along with the audio. So it was very progressive, something that was really cool when I first saw it. I was just like, wow.
Hello and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today we're joined by John Olson, Daktronics Large Sports Venue Audio Sales. He's going to talk about the audio systems that Daktronics offers, both standard and custom, and trends for audio systems in other applications. And we're here today with John. How you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Matt, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing really good today, Justin.
Really good today. That's an improvement on most days.
Why not?
All right, John, you are an audio salesman for large sports venues. Can you tell us a little bit about your role?
Well, my role is to develop relationships with customers, obviously, and also to just understand their audio needs for their venues. So which those venues range anywhere from, you know, large stadium environments to large indoor arenas and anything, you know, from there on down. And also another part is to, you know, help out our sales team on the smaller venue stuff that through the high school park and rec with standard audio fit and finish and that kind of thing. So,
okay. And with your position, how long have you been with Daktronics, and then how long have you been in your current role?
I have been at Daktronics for, this is in 2 months, it'll be 14 years. Okay. And I've been in that current role for 14 years.
Oh, wow.
I was hired by Dean Dodge to come in as an audio salesperson. And it's the only role I've had at Daktronics. So yeah.
And John, we were talking about before the episode about when I was an intern and we met at a trade show. And that was closely right after that, because that's about 13 years ago, I think, is when that NACTA was, where we were working on that audio system down there.
Yep, down in Orlando.
Yep.
That was, that was a trip.
Yep. So John, today we have you on to talk about some of the things going on in the audio world, you know, trends, recent projects. But before we get into all that, could you maybe just, you know, break down audio for us when it comes to live events? What makes audio sound great?
Well, what makes audio sound great from the outset is intelligibility, speech intelligibility. That is really the keystone of most audio presentations. If you can understand what the sponsors or the announcer, you know, the commercial is intelligible. That is really the key thing, number one. Number two is just everything else that builds that up that gives it a full range sound. So nice, really rich low end, and the high end side of it, enough there to do the job that needs to be done, whether you're playing a concerto piece over the system for some reason, or if you're playing some sort of rock and roll or heavy metal type of music. It really just is it. To get that entire full range sound along with intelligibility is always the challenge.
And when you're talking to Daktronics customers that are looking for audio systems, is that kind of how you break it down for them as well? Or are there different things you point out based on if it's an indoor or outdoor venue?
Well, yeah, indoor and outdoor venues are obviously radically different. Inside, we have to deal with walls and really hard surfaces and different shapes and things like that inside a venue. Let's say it's an arena, for instance. And, in an arena, some arenas have really good audio sound treatment that have been, you know, deployed when the building was put up, or maybe sometime after it was put up, to those that really don't have much of anything. So you end up with buildings or rooms that are very reverberant, which basically is a kind way of saying echo. Okay. It's like an echo chamber.
Yeah.
And then outside, obviously, there aren't a lot of those things that we have to deal with externally, because the sound, once it leaves the speaker, essentially goes out and dissipates somewhere, you know, beyond the perimeter of the facility, unless there are big flat surfaces, you know, nearby, like buildings, to reflect that sound back into the stadium, which may not make the intelligibility any worse. It just ends up sounding like maybe the sound system is in another place. It really isn't. So So it's kind of a it is a physics game for us, more so with audio than it is with video. You know, video, you put the screen up and you see it and you see it. Yep. Well, audio, it's kind of like we put the audio system up, and sometimes if you have some really hard direct reflections off of buildings and big hard flat surfaces, it sounds like it's coming from a wholly different place than where you actually installed the sound system. So those are a couple of the challenges that we run into.
And even like, I mean, you're talking about you turn on a display and then you see it. Audio, I mean, you turn on, you listen to it, but it's also different, right, than if you're in a empty arena or stadium listening to it versus when it's packed full of people, right? So I don't know, how do you address that when you talk to customers?
Well, that's where our design comes in. So from an engineering standpoint, we spend a considerable amount of time, which usually takes the longest portion of the sales process, you know, from my standpoint. After I go to a site and I do a site survey with a customer and talk about all the very, you know, it could be a very intricate installation, it could be a very intricate game day experience that they're trying to achieve. What I try to do is, you know, understand that. And then from that, though, we springboard into, okay, what is it about your facility that we really need to address? Mm-hmm. And again, some facilities are more suited to really good audio, and some facilities not so much. And I think that just kind of runs a spectrum too. It doesn't really matter how big the facility is in some regards, mm-hmm. because we have some really great small venues that have great sound treatment indoors. And outdoors, again, if it was, you know, built correctly, and the architects or the engineers were thinking about, you know, how is this stadium, what's the stadium going to be surrounded by? And are those things going to create sound problems? Then we obviously end up with less sound problems when we go to design a system.
I got you. And that, I'm making an assumption here. So Justin,
this should be good.
Sometimes these are accurate and sometimes not. But with you right now, when you're talking to customers, I have to imagine the majority of them have some kind of audio system that's already there, right? Is that, I mean, I don't think there's too many people that maybe that come to you, maybe it's high schools or other ones where they didn't have one in the past. Now they have one. But when you're talking to a lot of customers and they have had one and mm-hmm. you're talking about replacing it, is it usually just them saying what they didn't like with the current one, or how do you start to address and upgrade in that sense?
Well, one, we just, we do speak to them about the current state of their system. So before we even get into listening to their system, and sometimes we don't have the need to listen to their system because they're not interested in listening to their system anymore because they know it's bad. Okay. So
don't make me turn it on is what they say. Yeah,
it's kind of like that. Yeah. It has come to that, or they've brought us into places and they'll say, you know, I'm going to take you here, but just understand that this was not my problem.
Okay.
And I mean, where another installer or another company or maybe somebody has kind of Frankensteined the system multiple times. But the way that I approach it, obviously, is just from that standpoint of, okay, how's the system used today? What kinds of things do you have going on here in the stadium? Let's just say it's a stadium or an arena. It doesn't really matter. They might have press, they might have green rooms, they might have concourses, restrooms, you know, lower concourses to get people in and out of the building, things like that. So we consider, you know, all, not only the bowl system, you know, the stadium environment or the indoor bowl, but also all those ancillary areas that get affected by traffic flow of fans and people coming to visit the facility, so that we can make sure that we deal with all those areas. But again, from a replacement standpoint, usually it's getting replaced because the system has aged enough that speakers maybe don't operate quite as well as they used to, or maybe there isn't access to replacement parts. The city or the owners of the facility oftentimes are more willing to invest in a new system because they know that this system that's been in there, say, for 10 or 15 years, that it's pretty well done. It's tired. And to take things down and to start replacing just components, speaker components and things like that, doesn't really make a whole lot of sense because they know that after a certain amount of time, even inside those speakers, there are circuit boards and whatnot that also age. And so there's not much you can really do, you know, at a certain point with a speaker that parts start to dry out, wear out, and maybe, again, you can't get replacement parts that fit exactly. And we're not talking about, you know, your home stereo system.
Right.
You can go down to Best Buy and you say, well, I had a $100 speaker and I'm going to replace it with another speaker this time. And I only have to pay 50, and, or maybe you pay 200. I don't know. And some people have bigger systems at home, but
right,
it's just not the same kind of thing, because we're actually using very high power equipment that has very high definition. And one of the other things that we really kind of stress too is that, you know, when you look at a video board, when you look at an LCD TV or an LED TV, and you see all that detail and you just are, you know, you're amazed by it, it's kind of cool. It's a visual experience, you know, and the same thing kind of goes with audio too, because with audio, especially with a brand new system, like we build them, is we have, we've put in a system that has really high definition. A brand new audio system today, with that, for instance, a line array or very powerful system with, you know, speakers built by companies that really know what they're doing with speaker technology, and to get the engineering correct, you know, the modeling of the facility, et cetera, correct. From that standpoint, it's kind of like a really good video display, because if you put a standard definition signal up on a video display, what do you see?
Yeah.
Yep.
You see garbage, right? You see all the
not as detailed.
You just don't have the detail. You don't have the detail in the signal, and you realize that, you know, the old TV set, the old tube TV set that you had that you thought was really good, looks really bad on an LED, you know, on an LED TV. You see all the artifacts and the mess that, you know, the actual signal really creates. Well, it's the same thing with audio too. And that audio signal that we use today, if we can get it in the highest quality that we possibly can from the original, you know, recorded source, the better off the system performs, the better off it sounds, et cetera. So it's it really does demonstrate how good your audio system is by feeding it good quality music, or have good quality sources back there.
Right.
So those are things that we address with the customer too. We don't just go, hey, here's your new audio system. We also give them best practices. You know, here are the things that you're going to want to pay a lot more attention to, because these things will keep your sound system functioning at its peak capacity for a longer period of time.
Okay.
And your fans will be happy.
Yes.
And the system will be louder, you know.
Right, so. Right. So you're going through all that discovery phase and also some of that educational area to let them know, here's the type of things you need to be looking for. But you've even mentioned some things that make it sound like you can get a very customized system for a venue depending on its size. But I'm sure there's other options as well for those smaller venues that might have more of a standard size for them. So can you go through some of the options that Daktronics offers from standard to custom?
Sure. So from the standard side outdoor, we can take anything from a relatively small stadium venue. And we've got, we have individual speakers that we've just come out with, our SS200 product. And that product is something that can be put on top of a press box, for instance, and put multiple speakers on top of that. We'll also, it's also the system type that we would use, say, in a baseball stadium, where we would just mount speakers to the top of a press box, not to cover the entire field, but to cover the immediate seating area and the infield of the stadium in a small stadium environment, you know, with limited amounts of fans. And then we move up, you know, from there, we can also use that same product at soccer and lacrosse and things like that. In fact, we've just done a couple installs, or they're in progress right now, at San Jose State in California for their soccer field.
Okay.
We've actually got two systems, one that's for the fans on one side of the field, and one that's meant for the team on the other side, not so much the middle of the field. And there'll be some carryover into the middle of the field, and they'll be able to hear. But the intention was to really address the fans on one side and the players and the bench on the other side, and just a little bit, you know, probably midway across the field with good sound.
So are you tweaking those at all? Like, now I'm curious, because you have, is it a different... And again, I'm not an audio person. You know, like your mid-ranges or whatever else, is it meant to sound different to the fans than to the other one pointed at the team? Or what's the difference, I guess,
no,
if there is one?
No, not really. I mean, for, you know, for us, I mean, a good audio system is a good audio system, you know, in you know, years past, and most of the people, there'll be a lot of people that'll listen to this and go, yeah, I can relate to the horns, the speaker, things that look like horns that are up on our, you know, press box or attached to a light pole, or maybe you're hanging from a light pole.
Yep.
If they've been there for a long time, pointing at the ground, and it sounds like Charlie Brown most of the time if it works. You know, you remember the old, you know, you watch the cartoon. That,
oh, yeah.
You got that. Wonk, wonk, wonk. So you're in that kind of environment, and, you know, that's difficult. So what we do today is that we don't really specify equipment like that. We're always going for that stadium-like experience. So if we can transfer that stadium-like experience that they've experienced at a large sport venue, at a concert venue, anything like that, if we can bring that similar type of experience down into that smaller venue, then we know that we've achieved something unique and have given the customer and the ability to create a unique experience for their fans at their venue. And our standard products actually start that whole process. You know, if we're in a small environment and we only have, to say, one or two sides of seating that run in a football stadium from the 20-yard line to the 20-yard line, mm-hmm. on the home and visitor side, we can create an experience for them with our 500 HD that really, you know, will mimic what a larger stadium experience would be, you know, within the confines of that seating area with our 500 HD that gets mounted on a scoreboard. And as for that matter, you know, you go up to a little bit larger, we move up into our 1500 HD, which is even a more capable unit, our 2000 HD, which is even bigger and badder and stronger. And that one will give you, you know, progressively larger and larger stadium sizes to a limit. And then once we kind of reach that limit, then the discussion turns toward the custom audio side mm-hmm. of the equation. You need a system that is going to produce, you know, more sound pressure level, more directed sound pressure to various parts of the stadium than what a standard product is going to provide. And if the customer, and there are some customers that look at us, for instance, we had one of the audio sales guys out on the East Coast went to a school and they went there with a demo trailer. They demoed the 500 HD, essentially, the acoustic piece of our 1500 HD trailer as a 500 HD. And the customer said, yeah, that sounds pretty good. And it was a small stadium seating on like one side and, you know, 20 to 20 yard line seating. Mm-hmm. And the school said, well, you have anything else? He said, yeah, I've got, you know, I can flip this over to 1500 HD and you can hear that too. And they said, yeah, do it. So they did that and boom, they went for that.
Okay.
And it was like, you sure you want that? Yeah, we want that. We want that low end. We need that low end because we're playing this kind of music. And if we can get that and get that volume, that's going to be great. We're going to be really happy. So it's not even necessarily, hey, does my venue fit a 500 HD and that's what they get? Do they want a bigger experience? Well, the 1500 HD gives you the bigger experience. And if you need something bigger than the 1500, the 2000 will give you a bigger experience than the 1500. So it's just, it's a scale, you know, it's a magnitude of scale. So.
And I'm thinking about too, you said something that reminded me too of when I used to help out do demo trailers, excuse me, for audio equipment as well. Was you mentioned, you know, people may think of the old horns mounted on top of light poles and on top of the scoreboard or whatever. But I remember one thing that I was trained on too, when I gave those demos, was on the front of these speaker systems. And I can't remember which model number it was, but it was one of these standard ones on a trailer that we demoed. Mm-hmm. It was for outdoor. And, but it was to say, you know, you can put different things over this transparent, let's say, mesh in front of it. So that I know, it can either be the school name, mascot, or they could sell sponsorships on top of it. So it's one of those, there's still some kind of visual aspect to the audio system as well, right?
Right, right. There is. Very much so, because the, you know, the mesh on the audio system, and obviously it's a prominent thing. And when you hear audio, you kind of turn your head toward it to focus in on where the audio is coming from. So the experience that the mesh gives is just one more place, exactly what you're saying, you know, where we can have a logo, we can put a team mascot, we can put a message up there. If you want a picture of your mother up there, we can do that too. Because the mesh can be printed actually is full color. It, you know, a lot of people go, well, it's just this color and that color and that color. Well, no, it's full color printing. If you want to put, a picture of a sunrise up there or one of your grandkids, yeah, go right ahead. You know, you can do that.
Nice.
Now, the next step up from that is our LED audio facade, which is a patented thing by DAC. And that takes it to another level. It gives you another surface to put video on. And it shows up in our show control software. It's just another display in the whole realm of, you know, all the different displays that are available or at your disposal as a producer. So the screen on that unit becomes just another video display. And we've used that stick not only just on standard product, but also on custom product too.
So. Okay. So from standard product to custom product, there's plenty of options, and it sounds like you will talk with the customer, find out their needs, give them the kind of options that your expertise would suggest and say, look, this type of stadium, this is the type of coverage you need and that type of thing. What do you guys do from a support angle after the fact, or is that something you discuss during the sale of the system itself?
Well, we do discuss it in the sale of the system because it can be crucial for some and not so much for others. But I'll tell you, it's always crucial if there is a problem.
Yeah.
It becomes really crucial really fast. Right.
You never want any problems, but reality, no. Right?
Reality always bites at some point, and it's usually, you know, an hour before the game kickoff.
Of course.
And it's like anything, but you know, the unique thing that we have going for us is that all the custom systems that we put in and all the outdoor sound systems, standard outdoor sound systems that we put in, we always include control surfaces and monitoring panels that allow the customer to actually evaluate the system performance at any point in time, even during a game. They can look at the system performance to make sure that the operators aren't overdriving the system. They're not putting the system in danger of, you know, burning speakers up or whatnot or whatever might happen. You know, it also will help us to spot problems with the system, a complex system, much sooner. You know, if things are starting to get out of range, which at that point also helps the customer understand what their system is doing. But then when they call into support, they can tell the support person, hey, I'm getting this red flag, or I'm getting this reading on my monitor panel for this amplifier or this particular piece of equipment that's connected to this system. And just need to know if I need to do something about that, or we need to have maybe a tech evaluate it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time that those monitor panels and whatnot. And it's kind of nice because it's something that we include with all of our standard outdoor products. We have this monitor panel situation where, I mean, you plug into it and plug your computer in and have that software loaded on your Windows laptop. And you can watch all the speakers and the amplifier channels doing their thing in the background while the game's going on. But if we get into a situation with a customer, you know, it might be a happy day, it may not be a real happy day, but we can also bring an audio field engineer or potentially even the person that, you know, helped us in the field with the installation to troubleshoot the system via the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that capability before we even send a tech out there or how to bypass things or how to kind of reroute things. And they can actually do that work over the internet to the digital signal processing, or what we call a DSP. That controls routing of all these signals and whatnot around, you know, to the speakers and to the various things that, you know, their system may consist of, or it might be very simple. But for instance, you know, it was interesting. We had one in the Pacific Northwest where we got a call and said, hey, the system sounded, we got a call during a game and they said, the system just sounds really funny in this one area and da, 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 da. And service got one of our audio FEs online or on the phone and said, hey, what do you think about this? And he went into the actual DSP and he just said, yeah, I talked to him afterwards. And he said, yeah, I called the customer up, logged into the DSP. They had like a couple clusters in the system that were actually just muted.
Oh, wow.
somebody had been in there and done something and didn't reactivate those clusters, which is basically just a, yeah, kind of throw things off. And that just leads into, well, what do you do about that? And what we have in these larger systems like that, where we are able to create custom scenes, which a lot of our theatrical people will understand, where, you know, you control lights and things like that, which lights are on, where are they pointed on that. We kind of have that same capability with some of the larger systems where we're able to provide a custom scene that delivers audio to maybe a specific part or portion of the arena or stadium based on how big the crowd is there. Maybe they're just going to have people seated on one side. Well, we can deactivate speakers that, you know, aren't dealing with that side as much as possible, or wherever they might be seated, to provide that kind of specialized type of environment where we don't need the whole system running, but because there's nobody else either in the stadium or in the building, they're just in this section, and set those scenes up. We do all that programming ahead of time with the customer and provide them those options. So that gives them that option to do that.
Yeah. So you brought up different scenes, and it made me think of other LED trends we're kind of seeing in like our narrow pixel pitch technology indoor in lobbies and different areas like that. And I'm wondering, do we have audio systems that you've seen that are paired with video displays and different applications outside of the sports areas?
Yeah. We're seeing, we're doing more lobby audio systems with our narrow pixel pitch displays. So we've got a couple of those that are just getting finished up right now. And we're not doing the entire building. You know, Daktronics' big strength isn't doing an office building with a bunch of speakers and conference rooms and all this stuff from the audio side. On the video side, that's a different matter. But on the audio side, we're looking at, you know, just that presence when you come into a building with that MPN display. Mm-hmm. And we're very comfortable in, you know, designing those systems the same way that we would design a system that would go into a stadium or an arena environment or a larger environment, because we understand, you know, what the customer wants, and we can kind of narrow that down to here's the best system for what you're talking about to hit your price point, et cetera.
Right. So they're helping create that experience in that defined space.
Yeah. We actually did the big one not too long after I started. It was downtown Chicago at the Block 33.
Oh yeah.
Which was did you guys ever go down there?
No, I remember hearing about that project though.
Yeah, it was a multiple level mall atrium that went all the way, you know, I don't know, up four or five floors internally with big escalators, and then down below was the mass transit, the subway in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so we provided audio in that environment, that mall environment, essentially, that went all the way from, you know, the top floor all the way down to the bottom floor of the mall, but not necessarily into the mass transit area, but everything in between. And then they had video displays, ribbon video displays, bordering every one of the floors up, you know, all the way to the top. So essentially we're locking that sound in, not only with those video displays, but with, you know, the environment that they were in. And even prior to that one, there was one at the Mall of Millennia in Orlando that Dean Dodge, my boss, had worked on, where you stand in the middle of, you know, this compass thing, and there were really thin video displays surrounding this compass in the middle of the mall and their big gathering area. I'm not sure if it's still there. I haven't been back there since, but it was video displays coupled with speakers on each of those stanchions that were surrounding this particular area. So they told a visual story in pieces.
Okay.
You know, along with the audio. So it was very, very progressive. Something that was really cool when I first saw it. I was just like, wow, this is crazy.
Cool.
So stuff like that. Yeah. We like doing those kind of projects. We just haven't done a ton of them, but we do like doing them, and our guys like doing them because they're specialized.
So. Right. But it's something that Daktronics can offer. So from anything from a standard system in a certain size venue to a custom system in a bigger venue to even just those specific spaces like lobbies that you're trying to create a special experience, we've got an audio solution for that.
Yeah, as well as green space stuff too. I mean, that's been a big development as well.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You know, these ones out on beaches that are near beaches or downtown areas, things like that. We've got quite a few of those that are out there too. I'm kind of surprised, actually. You know, you kind of start to go back and assess what you've done in 14 years, and you just kind of go, "Wow, how many projects? A lot."
Right.
And,
right.
You know, we have over 1,000 installations we've done.
Nice.
Of varying magnitudes, and many of those are still in service. But the green space stuff, the MPN, coming together with MPN stuff, that's awesome. But those green spaces are something else too. You got a nice video display, and you got a great sound system for people to bring their chairs and their blankets and watch a movie. Or
so you're watching the movie. The audio is really important, right? So it's
to
hear what's going on to participate in it. So
yeah, definitely. And you know, and some people say, "Well, I don't know what a good audio sounds like." I said, "Well, my question to them is, well, you have AirPods or earbuds, and you have headphones, do you?" "Yeah, I do." "And you know when it sounds good in your ears?" "Yeah." I said, "Well, that's what we wanted to make it sound like outside of your ears."
Yeah.
Without these little devices in your ears.
Right. Right. There
you know,
go.
The devices in your ears are one thing, but you know, we're going to give you an experience that, you know, envelops the venue.
Right.
And,
right.
So that's ultimately what we like to do.
Nice. Well, John, that's a lot of good information. I thank you for coming on today and sharing all that with us.
Hey, you're welcome. Yeah, glad I could help out. You guys have been really there's a lot of inspiration happening at Daktronics, I think. And even in this, in the particular time that we're in right now, it's always kind of a difficult situation. But, you know, we still need audio. And somebody told me one time, you know, you never leave the stadium or arena whistling a tune from the video board.
Yep. Oh, that's good. Well, thanks again, though, John. That's a good. I'm going to keep that one. I've never heard that one before, but completely makes sense.
Yeah, awesome.
All right,
thanks, guys.
Thanks, John.
Yep,
thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Daktronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.